What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute in Cleveland, Ohio. It's 37 degrees, another heat wave here in Cleveland, so it's always a good thing. I don't necessarily need to worry about frozen pipes. Again, still dealing with frozen pipes. Unprecedented this year in my property management career. Over 20 years, have really never had to deal with frozen pipes because we make sure that pipes are insulated properly, they're plumbed in the correct space in the house so that it doesn't get susceptible to freezing. But this year, the cold weather has really done a number on some of the properties that just never were insulated properly enough for, especially when it comes to the plumbing aspect of those houses. So dealing with that, lots of damage, and we will continue to fight the good fight when it comes to that and learn lessons about preventing that during the summertime with these properties. So like I said, we had two more frozen pipe leaks. One was frozen pipe underneath the house that, you know, the inside was fine because it was heated and winterized, and but the water coming into the house from underneath the house was exposed, and then that caused a leak, a freezing, and then that caused a break in the pipe, and then it was leaking out, and we get alerted by the water company whenever there's a significant increase in water usage to indicate that, which is a great service to prevent us from getting too out of hand with the water bill because of a broken pipe. So, and you know, our owners obviously have to pay for that. Dealing with a lot of the property management stuff, we will continue to try to make things more and more efficient, or try to delegate that stuff out to other property managers or non-licensed individuals so that we can focus on building our business and and building our brokerage as well. So we need to get some listings going. It's March 1st today, so we're in almost the end of the first quarter. Where are you at with your goals? That'll be the theme of this week. Is we talked about the new year, new you, new goals for business, and where are you at right now? And if you're not where you're at or you want to be, then this is the time to start working on it. You can't go back in the past. So if you haven't done what you were supposed to do or wanted to do in the first 2 months of 2019, then, you know, including myself, got to get on it and get to work. No excuses, and you just got to do it. So working on some deals. We have a commercial deal going on. It's a residential property adjacent to a big commercial development, and there is interest from commercial investors and developers to purchase this property for its location. It's on a corner, high traffic area. We did receive an offer, and so that offer was requiring many months of contingency, and their explanation was that it is for to get zoning approved for their client, and you know that it would be contingent on that. So not doing many of these deals. I talked with my broker and with a real estate attorney that I do a lot of business with, and they mentioned that, you know, if the property is going to be tied up that long, then the seller, my client, needs to get some cash compensation get this deal or to allow that long of a time for the contingency to be removed. That there needs to be some guaranteed cash to compensate the owner for, number one, accepting the offer and not working with other offers along those lines. So we are going to ask for a significant earnest money deposit, which part of that earnest money deposit would be non-refundable and payable immediately to the seller. And I was told 5% of the purchase price. So 5% of a nearly $500,000 offer would be about $22,500 or more than that. I'm just doing the numbers in my head. So let's say $22,000, $23,000. And I would say half of that would have to be non-refundable. So we are going to counter with that. It's not going to be a big deal if they counter back or refuse. You know, we just want to get some cash compensation for the seller in order to accept this offer and work with this group exclusively, and hopefully get a closing in the next 6-7 months of trying to get zoning approved for this site. So that's what's going on with that, and we are working on our small development for a small business, looking to build a building for their business. It's a retail business, tailoring and bridal gowns. So we gotta just scan the market, learn that area, because it's a eastern suburb of Cleveland. So, you know, every municipality has its nuances. So working through that and going through the motions, which reminds me, I got to go call some of my developer friends to talk to them about these development projects and how they work and how I can, as an agent, facilitate these deals and, you know, possibly get them involved if they're interested. So that'll be my next call for today. And we're dealing with, you know, just basically learning. And I've told you from the beginning, I am not anything but new to commercial real estate and real estate brokerage, both residential and commercial. I think I've reached year number 3 for my license. I've been, you know, so completed 2 years in year 3 of my real estate salesperson's license. You know, we are learning every day and building our book of business every day with the great help and support of my wife, who is the breadwinner for the family right now. And again, it's an investment in my business, and I can't be more grateful to my wife for supporting me in this, because that's, you know, for most people, they're not able to build their book of business without working another job or doing obviously other things to make money. But I have the privilege and I don't know what other words to describe, but the privilege of being able to not have to do those things. Although I get involved with other businesses all the time, but you know, it's a great help if I don't need to work another full-time job in order to build my real estate brokerage business. So with that, I'm going to let you go. We're going to update you later on some developments and some hopefully conversations we might have throughout the day on things. And we'll be back on a next segment.
What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate. Second segment happening a couple days, basically after the weekend is over from the last segment. Just recapping some things that we did this weekend, just trying to catch up. On brokerage, we have accepted offers on investment properties, so trying to get due diligence numbers and things that sellers are asking for So with investment properties, investors are always looking for rent rolls and expenses and things like that. So we will have to get that together. Hopefully that'll be easy to print some reports from PropertyWare to show the investors what they're dealing with when it comes to these properties. For the most part, these properties aren't cash flowing just because we had the issues that we had with the previous owner, partner of our client. And we had to do evictions, we had to do repairs, et cetera, et cetera. So we are continuing to try to clean up the mess that we picked up. And quite frankly, this has been exhausting trying to get these properties back into the shape that they need to be, and a lot of time, money, and effort that, you know, sometimes you got to step back and see if it's all worth it. So I also have to catch up with my properties. The spring is coming. It's I got to prepare for some capital expenses. It's been a long time since we've put any money into my personal portfolio, so we'll have to take a look into that. And then another portfolio that we're managing for a client needs evaluation on properties that they're either deciding to sell or keep and renovate. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to comp out all the properties. We're going to have to estimate repairs, and then we are going to have to make a decision or help the owner make a decision whether it's more advantageous for them to sell the properties, liquidate them, you know, possibly at a loss, or to hold on to them, renovate them, and try to get them cash flowing to get their recoup some of their money and costs. So we will do that this week, and then we have a couple commercial listings that we need to work on, and we will need some of these commercial listings aren't in the greatest of neighborhoods, so we got to figure that out and act accordingly. So lastly, trying to do an orientation or get up to speed my new assistant, or try to find as many assistants that I can, either from new agents, paying them on an hourly basis, or other administrative assistants that I can find, so that, you know, it's just I can't keep up. I can't work my business without having some assistance. So we're going to have to bite the bullet, pay some people so that we can grow and we can handle our current business without losing clients. So we will do our best to keep grinding, keep working hard, but also we need to let go of some of that so that and pay for an assistant in order for us to grow our business. So things that I've learned over the past couple years in order to take my business to the next level. So hit us up on Instagram if you want to talk. Love your feedback. Please give us a review on this podcast if you are so inclined, whether it's positive or negative. We want to hear from you. So with that, I'm going to let you go. Until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.